Shep Gordon's job was simple. He was a talent manager. But Gordon's impact was much bigger. He was a pop culture mastermind.
My job was to live other people's lives. You know, and I left my own house.
Gordon grew up downstate and went to the University of Buffalo in the mid-1960s. Even though he wasn't planning a Hollywood career, his time at UB prepared him for it. The weekly poker game he ran taught him about customer service. The drugs he dealt taught him how to handle a shifting market. He also pulled some student pranks. One time, Gordon and some friends sent a fake wire to the mayor's office announcing that a foreign dignitary would be visiting Buffalo. The royal guest was a controversial African leader called the Thales of Mercantia. It was all a hoax, but it worked. The mayor's office rolled out a red carpet at the airport. The media, including the Buffalo Evening News, covered this so-called event, and protesters, tipped off that the Thales was anti-Semitic, showed up in droves. There was a near mob scene at the airport, and people almost got hurt. That taught Gordon a lesson he carried into his career. He had a knack for creating history, and he'd better use that talent carefully.
If you're going to use it, you better have control over it. You better be aware of the consequences and who it's affecting.
After graduation, Gordon made his way to Los Angeles, where he kept dealing drugs and, as a cover, pretended to be a music manager. Eventually, he dropped the drug business and became a music manager for real. His first client was Alice Cooper. Gordon helped Cooper develop his shock rocker persona and is responsible for some of Cooper's most memorable stunts, like throwing a chicken into a crowd and getting shot out of a cannon. Gordon's client list grew to be long and impressive. In every case, he used his PR sense to create a reality around his clients. To position R&B singer Teddy Pendergrass as a sex symbol, he held concerts for women only. To cement soul singer Luther Vandross as a romantic voice, he held contests where Vandross would marry people on the radio.
I never let reality get in my way.
Right.
Gordon wasn't a rock star, but he lived like one. His friend of 35 years, actor Michael Douglas, remembers when they first met in California.
Basically, he would say, well, where are you staying? And he said, in my, out there, in my vehicle. I felt sort of sad for him, and then I realized it was a big rock and roll bus.
But as Gordon got deeper into his career, he realized he was living other people's lives. He wanted to live his own, and he began finding himself through a love for cooking. Last week at a dinner in New York, Gordon and his longtime client, Emeril Lagasse, recalled their first meeting in New Orleans. Lagasse, who wasn't yet famous and was working in a restaurant, noticed Gordon's interest in the kitchen. He decided to personally serve him.
I just said, look, you don't need to see a menu. I would love to cook for you.
And what every course up yourself.
And what every course up.
Every time you left the table, we said, who the hell does he think we are? Right. We better not ask him because he'll stop bringing us the food.
That developed a long friendship. When Gordon sensed that chefs could become celebrities, Lagasse was his first call.
Chefs are very persistent. And when he puts his mind to it, he's just going to move. He's going to move the needle no matter, don't get in his way.
Today, the celebrity kingmaker is still searching for meaning in his own life.
I think everyone is every day. I think that's a never-ending, for conscious people, it's a never-ending search that there is impossible to get to an answer. You'll never get the answer. It's a moving goal of making yourself feel good.
And at 70, Gordon's doing it. He retired more than a decade ago and now lives a quiet life in Hawaii, entertaining friends who stop by to visit. Now he represents only one person, his original client, Alice Cooper. And this week, Gordon's releasing an autobiography, They Call Me Supermensch. It tells the story of a career that begins here in Buffalo and hasn't quite finished. Reporting from New York, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO.